Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Stories like this actually bug me. There's a story on The Blaze that says lawsuit alleges actress Sharon Stone prevented nanny from reading the Bible. It says Hollywood isn't known for having an overly Christian culture. In fact, many of the values associated with the celebrity lifestyle are, well, less than biblical. But even with this in mind, new allegations coming from actress Sharon Stone's former nanny are surprising. In a lawsuit filed by Arlinda Ellman, the former nanny to Sharon Stone, Sharon Stone's children, says that the Hollywood icon mocked both her Filipino heritage and her Christian beliefs. Now, I only have to say two things about this. Who cares? You know, Jesus said that Christians would be persecuted for standing up in his name. We saw the apostles crucified and jailed and tortured and forced to try to stop saying his name in public. So, if anything, what we're seeing here is history repeating itself, primarily because over the years, we've allowed our Christian leaders to agree with government or with the secular arena of America to only talk about Christianity when it's appropriate. Appropriate meaning in church or at Bible study or, you know, in the privacy of your own home. But you can't talk about Jesus in public because it's offensive. You can't talk about Jesus at work because it's offensive. You can't talk about Jesus anywhere else because it's offensive to those who don't believe in Jesus. I don't know if I think more people are afraid of Jesus than they are Freddy Krueger, Jaws, or any other axe murderer or, you know, serial killer in the world. I mean, really, people are so afraid of the name of Jesus. It's amazing. But as Christians, this shouldn't be surprising. We were told in advance that people would persecute us for believing in the name of Jesus. And even more importantly, for living out the biblical values he set forth. So be proud. You are doing the right thing. That's why you're being persecuted. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great weekend. I'll see you again on Sunday for The Narrative.